College, Tulamaashe Community Hall, and Nelsville Community Hall. Please bring along your ID, passport, or any documents from the workplace or mines. Let's grow Mpumalanga together.
So we're still finding out what you call a spade in your language. That's hashtag in your language. And spade, because today we are all about farming. Chatted to Angel Malele from Ikhaskop here in Mpumalanga, finding out how she got to into this line of, I don't know, is it work? Do you call this a business? Is it work for you, especially Angel? Afternoon, Mama. Angel?
Hello.
Angel, kunjani? We just wanted to know, first of all, Mama, if you refer to this as a job, is it a job for you? Is it a career for you? When you farm, do you say uti ngiyasebenza ngisemsebenzini?
Yeah, ngisho kanjalo ukuthi ngisemsebenzini.
Usemsebenzini.
Ngoba lento lengiyayithanda.
Yeah.
Lento lengiyayithanda. Igimbi kahle kahle.
Yaqala kuphi? Are you the first in your family to do this? Is there anybody else in the family that introduced you to farming?
No, like this thing started from my grandfather.
Yeah.
My grandfather was doing farming, so now I handed everything to my father. Then my father has been farming for over 30 years. So
nice.
This time I've been with him. So he's the one, the only person that he has been grooming me to be the person that I am today.
And why crop farming? Why crop farming? Of all things, why crop?
It's something that they've been focusing on at my family. They've been focusing on crop farming. So that's where my interest came in, and I got interested in doing it. So the way yenza all along, by yenza yona. So nami ngabona ukuthi hayi man lento le nami ngakhona ukuyenza.
Did you take over? I mean, you mentioned your grandfather. Did you take over any of your grandfather's landing? Because it was already there. He was already into farming. Did you inherit part of a piece of land that he may have owned?
Yes, like they are owning different plots.
Yeah.
Like four of them.
Nice.
So my father gave me two of the plots, yeah. So he gave them to me that I should start my business there.
What exactly do you grow? What are you growing as a farmer, as a crop farmer?
Oh, I grow vegetables like cabbage, tomato, spinach, butternut, sugar beans, nombilagi.
Do you supply any major retailers? Are you at that point in your business where you're able to say, I am a supplier for this and this and this retailer?
I supply like inkulu, but what I do is that I'm in contact with farmers that they supply big supermarkets. So lama farmers already ban in market, they come to me and I communicate with them each and every time. Man chalile and send harvester. So I have a contact supplier.
So as a crop farmer yourself, Angel, do you remember the last time you went into a store and bought my veggie, like tomati, cabbage? Do you remember the last time you went into a store and decided, you know what, no, I'm going to do this myself?
Yeah.
Or do you still do it? Do you still do it? Do you still buy veggies?
Yo, I can say good to sometimes, but sometimes you're cold and yes,
I
got that.
I take it when I'm a figure stroller, when you want veggies, there's a certain things you look at as a farmer yourself. You're like, this one is not going to do it for me. It's not going to give me the taste I'm looking for. You are a specialist, basically, ne?
Yeah.
Is this an easy field to venture into? I mean, there are young people. I know the government has been talking about this, Hore. They need more people, especially young people, to get in the space of farming. Would you say it's quite easy to start farming, and you can actually start small, maybe even in your own yard, ekaya, behind your house, ekaya, if you have land or something like that?
Yeah, I can encourage every young person with me. If I mean, as long as you put your mind to your talento and you know to an ufunan in between, if you really love it, you can do it. And ungatala kangan, ungatali big, yabo. Because like I need, you don't know which one unjani, is this thing for you or kanjani. So the only thing ungayenza uqala in your backyard or maybe small land nyana, you can rent it out to all challenge just kuthi bakunikeze iphisi nyana encanyana uzokhona na uqala ubone ukuthi na ungakhona ukuyenza le nto le. But I would recommend it to every young person out there ukuthi if you've got that dream, focus on it nje.
And focus on it, right?
Yeah.
I want to ask, I don't know if you have fruit as well, but you probably have an idea. We often complain as our customers when we get into a store. Tell them a banana ahle lapha, awaboli, you can come back a week later and you still see them fresh, but take them home. Take them home, Angel. Like over 24 hours. What is the situation there? How do we take care of our veggies and fruits, Ekaya?
It's your only way.
No, man. No, come on.
Hey, go by. Problem vele leyo, i problem like serious ngoba vele nokuthola hleli vele
yabo.
The only way ukuthi to support sithenge anyway, sithenge ukuthi ngingagcina ukubola yabo.
Yeah,
sithenge nje. Yeah, sithenge sinabuyekile lapha esitolo mase ukubona nakuma street vendors nje mase wabona bahleli lapha bathengisa amafruit wabo, siwathenge siba support.
No,
that's
but
way it don't go to it.
What I'm saying is, it seems as if kudla, veggies and fruits, makusestolo, kuba fresh for much longer than they are.
Yeah.
Once you buy way, na uyobeka endlini, it could be on a table as a centerpiece or whatever, or ubeke frijini. Why is it that our fruits and veggies go bad so quickly, masekufike ekhaya endlini?
Or maybe storage sack lower bega corner.
Yeah.
Not affect and not affect a lap. Low bega corner, my fruits work. Not affect.
Okay.
Because I need lapa. So I'm going to affect my fruits. I'm going to bag a fridge in Lagusne. Cold dinyana.
Yeah.
So that way I'll call you. Ukubola fast.
Yeah.
So when Mofi get come, my water, and Mofi get come, if you go big and you're good. Now in the way, go to go warm. And get clang and it up. That's why sometimes. Situation late. Yeah.
Okay. If I want to start on farming, maybe I want to be a crop farmer. I've got some vegetables, perhaps I've got even some fruits, and I want to try them out. What is the easiest one to grow, if there's such a thing even? What is the easiest vegetable to grow? Gorai.
Gorai, you can cabbage, ne? Spinach, can plant. Yes, you can also plant it at home because like they easy to already maintain like, because they don't use a lot of things and the organic, organic. Like you grow a barking malarawa, what home, instead of going to buy when fertilizers, so they are dura, they are more expensive, and you'll find out when you don't have the capital, you don't have money, so you can start. They always start a small thing. Don't just jump. Like the fertilizers out there, you can do it organic. Spinach, then you can get a whole shop.
Okay, perfect. We're going to try that. I hope everybody listening who's interested in going into farming is able to try that out this afternoon, at least, or throughout the month, at least until the end of 2024. And I'm pretty sure you yourself, as a farmer, Angel, you're looking for more young people to join you in this particular space so you can share and network amongst each other as well to help the industry grow, yeah? Thank you so much for chatting to us, Mama. We should visit Momberekelang once very, very soon. Netabe ya gore ke ne go shopping every time ke apatela ke reka chelete ya fela. We need to visit you in bulk even. Shout out to you, Mama. It's Angel Malele. She's out Egraskop ela in Mpumalanga, a 29-year-old who ventured into farming. Thanks to the granddad, man, who was into farming and gave a bit of land, which must be quite helpful, especially for someone who's passionate about farming. But you heard the tips from the lady herself, Angel Malele. If you want to start farming, start cabbage, spinach. She says it's one of the easiest thing to start off with and see if you can manage the growth of them. And then you can advance, you can become bigger and bigger. And they're always available, of course, to network and communicate with you and assist you wherever you may need them.
As I speak to you right now, the RAS FM Creative Department is working on ways to carry your message to the hearts and minds.